Okay, what time is it? It is clearly 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. So, good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your local time zone. Oh, my name is Tobe. I'm drinking tea. Yummy. Oh, so good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't get enough of the good stuff. I am drinking hot tea today. Now you may be asking, why are you drinking hot tea today, Tobe? Well, because it's, quote, cold, end quote, outside again. It's not actually cold. It's about 76 degrees Fahrenheit, approximately 24 degrees Celsius. And it is raining. It rained last night. It rained up a storm, quite literally. And so I got all excited and I thought, yay, maybe we can go out and look for mushrooms tomorrow. And so I woke up this morning and I really wasn't thinking about that. I had something else on my mind, specifically José Mourinho. Yeah, Mourinho, the special one. Whew. Yeah, so after yesterday's disastrous loss, Manchester United is not doing so good here at the beginning of the English Premier League season. José Mourinho is the manager of Manchester United. And he has yet to produce the championship he was promising. That's José Mourinho's thing. Usually the third year that he is in charge of a team, he usually wins a league championship for that team. That hasn't happened. This is the beginning of José Mourinho's fifth year in charge of Manchester United. They are not doing well. Oh my God. And after the post-game news conference in which Mourinho had a meltdown and was disrespectful and not cool and walked out of it, I woke up this morning wondering if José Mourinho still had a job. Because during the game, after the game was over yesterday, the fans were singing, "You're getting sacked in the morning." Oh, English football fans are so funny, so rude. They're so great. Oh, I was laughing. So yeah, I had to get up this morning, and the first thing I did was jump on my computer to see if José Mourinho still has a job. As of right now, he does. And that doesn't mean anything. That could all fall apart. Any second. I think people have lost their patience with José Mourinho. I think the team has probably lost their confidence in the man, probably have something of a morale problem right now. And I don't suspect José Mourinho will be in charge for much longer, unless he starts producing some miraculous wins. And some miraculous winning streaks. It's not going to happen. The guy's going to have to look for a job. So as I was figuring this out, while I was watching, or while I was reading stuff online. Right, so as I was sitting there reading all this, I started realizing, hey, it's not raining. And I looked outside and it was actually not raining. Not even drizzling, but it was overcast and cool. And I thought, oh, this will be great. I can go to Harenhaven. I forgot all about it. Yay! I'm going to Harenhaven. Woohoo! Gonna look for some mushrooms. So I get dressed and I jump in my car. I grab all the gear, put it in my car, and I start driving over there. And as I'm driving, I'm seeing cool mushrooms in people's yards. And I'm like, all right, it's going to be a fungally day. So I'm driving. And as I'm crossing 108th Street, a little bit of drizzle starts to appear on my windshield. And I thought, oh, no big deal. I like to walk around in the drizzle. That's the best time to be there. Because there's a raised noise floor due to the rain, and so you can get a lot closer to animals and they don't hear you coming. And I was getting pretty excited. And then as I was driving down, you know, Old Maple Road, and I was driving right alongside Herrenhaven, when suddenly, krakoom! And before me was the deluge. The sky opened up. The rain started coming down, and it was coming down heavy. Buckets. Buckets, I tell you. I turned into the Herrenhaven parking lot, and there was nobody there, of course, and I was like, oh man, come on. And so I waited about 10, maybe even 15 minutes for that rain to stop, but there was no sign of it, letting up in any way. So I had to turn around and come home. And here we are. I find myself just sitting in front of the TV, wishing it wasn't raining so hard, so I could go out and look for mushrooms. But no. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe later tonight, you know. Geez, maybe sometime around sunset I can go out if it stops raining. Oh, that would be great. So maybe that's what I'm going to do later. And maybe I'll remember to take my camera. I guess once again, I forgot my camera today. But, you know, it doesn't matter because we didn't see anything anyway. So here I am, sitting around thinking, well, maybe I'll play my guitar a little bit or do something. Oh, wait, no, I got to do some dubious goals committee. It's almost 19:30. So here we are. Here we are. And if you're wondering if this is live or not, how about a live check, time check? It is now 19:38 UTC. Or I guess that might be a little bit off due to lag and stuff like that, but that doesn't matter. It's not important. Yeah, so last night I was playing my guitar a little bit. I spent about 10 minutes just noodling around, playing your standard blues patterns. And I was messing around playing 16 bar blues. And I was sort of working on Honky Tonk Women. Okay. Good tea. Oh, this is really good tea. So delicious. And as I was sitting there, actually, I was standing there, standing right over there, as a matter of fact. As I was standing there doing Honky Tonk Women, I screwed up and I played the wrong thing. But I didn't care. I just sort of kept going. And then it occurred to me, it's like, wait, what song is this? Why does this sound familiar? And that's kind of a stupid thing to say or a stupid thing to think, because of course it sounds familiar, because there are literally tens of thousands, if not more, songs that use this particular chord progression. You need to understand. What is wrong with my sinuses today? Oh, well, it's the weather. The weather's making my sinuses drip, so I got throat issues. But anyway, you got to realize that the blues, the musical genre that we refer to as the blues, is the basis for all rock and roll music and country music and everything that basically came after Tin Pan Alley, meaning post-war. The popular music of the day before rock and roll came around was Tin Pan Alley. These are songs that were all written in the Brill Building. Some songs from musicals and stuff like that. Then rock and roll came around and, well, it put the kibosh on the Tin Pan Alley business, but that's neither here nor there. Rock and roll, if you think back to like 50s rock and roll, is based on blues music. It's the same progressions, it's the same form. And so, you know, all rock songs, all pop songs, all that stuff, they all have the same vibe because they're all the same song. So here I am playing a chord progression and thinking, oh, this sounds familiar. Well, duh, of course it does, because it's every song. And then while I was doing this, I did this weird thing where I don't know how to describe it. I should plug in the guitar and I could do it and I could show you. But basically, I did this stop and I muted the strings. And that made me realize, oh, yeah, no, I know what this reminds me of. It reminds me of the Georgia Satellites. Yes, the Georgia Satellites. Who remembers the Georgia Satellites? You have to be a certain age to remember these guys. Let's see, when did they come to the forefront? I don't know when they formed or anything like that, but I think it was around 1986 when their songs hit the radio. And I'm thinking of one song in particular. Well, perhaps you may remember the song, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Yes. When did that come out? I want to say 1986. I'm not super clear. I don't really remember exactly, but the reason I remember it is because I can remember the first time I ever saw the music video, which was also the first time I heard the song. I used to be in a band, and I'm always in a band. But back in those days, I was in a band, and I was over at our guitar player's house, hanging out in the basement like we always did. Pretty much the whole band and most of our entourage. Yes, that does mean girls. And we were watching TV and the song came on. It was new and... You know, that video opens up with like a helicopter shot of like a flatbed truck driving down some country highway. And there's a band sitting in the back of the truck and... That guy just opens up with that cheesy, pseudo riff and starts singing. He's got the craziest voice. I got some change in my pocket going jang-a-lang-a-lang. And I started laughing and these guys knock out this killer blues song. And it was so funny. Just because the song is so great, it's just your standard blues number, but they're killing it. They're just crushing it. And the lyrics are super funny to the song, and the video was pretty funny. And I just laughed and laughed, and I was saying, oh my God, this is great. These guys are great. And that guitar that guy had. You know what? Hold on a second. We're going to pull this up. I want to watch this video because I want to see that guy's guitar. The guy who sings the song plays this Telecaster, and it might be a vintage guitar. I don't know. But it's so cool. You know, I have a special place in my heart for Telecasters. Now, if you don't know anything about guitars, there's three guitars in the world. Maybe four. And every guitar in the world is patterned after these three or four guitars. Two of the guitars are by Fender, the Telecaster and the Stratocaster. Two of these guitars are by Gibson, the Les Paul and the SG. Every other guitar in the world, well, with a very few exceptions, it's modeled after these four guitars. And I especially like Telecasters. I don't know why exactly, but this guy has a cool one. And I remember after we watched the video, I jumped up and I was like, oh my god, that was so cool. And our keyboardist, Kansas City Chung, or Crapper CeCe, as we used to call him, he's like, oh, that's terrible, that's stupid, da-da-da-da-da, that's so dumb, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. That was cool. And so, of course, Crapper CeCe then has to defer to our guitarist, our lead guitarist and singer, Chris, that wasn't cool. And Chris, of course, had to say, no, yeah, that was actually pretty cool. And it is. It's a great song. It's a great blues jam. It's one of those songs that's just so fun to play. You gotta understand, the reason that human beings play music is because it's fun. Except for people who are in orchestras, they're just doing it to get paid, and it's very annoying and difficult. And it's not fun at all, and nobody wants to hear your music. Well, that's the nice thing about a band like the Georgia Satellites. They're sticking to some pretty standard formulas, and that's why everybody likes them. Although, you know, I'm not sure if everybody does like Georgia Satellites, because I've brought this up to other people before, and they've never heard of these guys. Now, the Georgia Satellites, they were not a huge band, and their hit song, you know, Keep Your Hands to Yourself, it did not make it into the top 40. It, you know, bubbled around there in the 80s for a while, and it was not all that big, but niche market, and I think they're most famous as being sort of a regional band, and so I have a feeling if you're from where the Georgia Satellites are from, you probably know who they are. These guys are pretty much straight-up blues rock outfit. And I think they probably get categorized as southern rock a little bit, just because, you know, this guy sings in an accent a little bit. And I don't know if it's put on or if that's really him or not, but, you know, it's like, they, in a way, they might remind you of Creedence, Clearwater, or Revival, just because kind of got that sound. And people tend to lump CCR into the Southern Rock category. And yeah, I would have to agree, but, you know, that's not like Skinner. It's hard to draw the line, but you know, I can't go much longer without hearing this song. Who wants to listen to the Georgia Satellites, Keep Your Hands to Yourself? Yeah, I think we're going to have to do this. So let's plug some stuff into the old mixing board here. We'll go doodly-doo, and we'll go doodly-donk, and we'll plug this into here. And then I think we need to push some buttons. Yeah, we sure haven't played any music on the Dubious Goals Committee in quite a long time. So let's do this. Let's listen to the Georgia Satellites with their famous song, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Give me some of that sweet Telecaster. Here we go, kids.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-lang. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no dizzy until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah! Drop it, son.
Hands to yourself.
Yeah.
keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, great stuff, kids. Great stuff. Absolutely brilliant. And I covet that guitar. I want that Telecaster so badly. Ooh, I want one. I want one. And if you really need to see what I covet so much, you can go on YouTube and watch that video. I highly recommend that you do because it's very funny. You'll see the guitar that I covet. It is it's like a yellow Telecaster with a black pickguard. It's not yellow, it's sort of yellowish orange. I don't know what you call it. And these guys are great. Just because, you know, you hear that sound and you might think, oh, this sounds like a country fried rock song for sure. Well, yeah, but when you see these guys and you look at them, they're... You know, and I made the CCR reference before. They kind of look like a cross between, like, Creedence Clearwater Revival and the Ramones. Because, you know, some of these guys got cowboy boots on. At least one guy's got cowboy boots on, but the other guys have, like, Converse Chuck Taylors on. And the guy singing, he's got long hair, kind of mullet-like. Not quite a full-on mullet, but it's just T-shirt and jeans and, you know, the Chuck Taylors. It's like, dude, are you in the Ramones? Oh, that's such a great song. Oh, it's such a killer. Lots of good stuff there. A fun song to play. That's the type of song that if you're playing it live, you can just keep going. I mean, it's one of those songs that's so fun that if you can see that you're getting a good crowd reaction, if everybody's jumping up and coming up front and they're starting to dance, you can just keep going. You can just keep playing it because it's just a standard blues progression, and you'll notice that the song faded out, meaning there is no ending for the song. There's no way to get out of that gracefully. So you might as well just keep going. You might as well just play that for 15 minutes straight. People love that stuff. People crush that stuff. Those guys really killed it. That's such a great song. I'm probably going to have to learn that. I wonder if I can play that in slide guitar. Let's see, that's an E. Can I sing an E? I can only barely sing an E. I got some change in my pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling. That's so funny. And that's when she told me a story about free milk and a cow. She said, no huggy, no kissy till I get a wedding vow. My honey, my baby, don't put my love up on no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines, son. Keep your hands to yourself. That's some good writing. That's some funny stuff. Good tea. Good tea. And if you've heard that song before, played by somebody else, don't be surprised. A song like that, even though it doesn't get all that popular with, you know, the common people, that's the type of song that's very popular with other musicians just because they recognize what it is It's just a super fun song to play. It's just a party song. And everybody loves a good party song. And the lyrics are funny. And so I do know that there are cover versions out there. I know a lot of country bands. The thing about being in a country band is buying songs is expensive. Buying those good country songs that you're known for and writing good songs is difficult. And a real country artist only has maybe about 30 to 40 minutes of good original material. And when you're gigging, when you are playing concerts, you have to play longer than that usually, especially if you're a headliner. If you're an opening act, yeah, you only need about 40 minutes worth of material. You know, that's not even 10 songs, especially if you, you know, draw them out. You can turn any, you know, 4-minute radio song into an 8-minute concert version. But, you know, a lot of country artists, they gotta fill up a lot of time, and so they look for other songs that are easy to play, easy to learn, and fun, that other people will like, and songs that can be made into countrified sounding stuff. And all your typical standard rock and roll from like the 50s, and all of your blues and blues rock that can be translated into a country song very easily. It doesn't take much effort. You just change up an instrument or two. You know, you take out the electric guitar, you put in an acoustic guitar and like a lap steel or a pedal steel guitar or a dobro, and boom, suddenly you have a country song. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, no, Tobe, country music's way different. No, it's not. Go back to Shania Twain. She's got two versions of every one of her songs. One of the versions has a synthesizer in it, and that gets played on pop radio stations. The other version has a violin instead of a synthesizer. Exact same song, but now played on country stations. So, it doesn't take much, people. It really doesn't. And this just reminds me of one more thing I need to tell you. You need to go out and learn how to play a musical instrument. It's so fun. It's so easy. You can be playing the song you just heard within 4 or 5 days. It doesn't take that long to learn, especially on a slide guitar. It's just that simple. Playing the blues, it's easy. It's fun. And the only other thing I need to tell you is that you have been listening to the Dubious Georgia Satellites Appreciation Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Now you go off and watch Georgia Satellites videos. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.